Ann Arbor officials say if the proposed ordinance amendment is approved, the DDA would lose about $930,000 next fiscal year. DDA officials say using the same language, they came to different figures, which is a sign that the ordinance change still leaves tax increment financing collection up to interpretation. DDA board member Roger Hewitt says if the ordinance is going to change, it needs to be clear. Hewitt says the DDA has played an important role in preparing the downtown for success and needs to have the ability to make future changes.
Six new parking structures and two reconstructed, the wider sidewalks for cafes. If you didn't have those, you would not have been able to get the downtown we have now. And as I've said, if you don't put money aside for the future, it won't be there when you need it to be able to meet the challenges of whatever our children, our grandchildren might want downtown to be.
DDA board member Joan Lowenstein says it doesn't make sense to stop investing in the future just as the downtown is in a good position. Board members also say it's disappointing the ordinance proposal came without council members talking to them. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.